Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, and offers ways to discover the miracle of life. Today I welcome Mae McCarthy, author of The Path to Wealth, calling on the spiritual laws of nature and man to find financial abundance and well-being. Hello, Mae, and thank you for joining us to talk about ways to find financial health and to appreciate our lives in all aspects.
Oh, thank you so much, Cheryl. I'm really happy to be here.
Mae, as listeners of Healing From Within are so well aware, my guests and I share our personal journeys of self-discovery in hopes that we may become more awakened and aware of the possibilities that exist for understanding ourselves and others better, for understanding the world and the universe with greater clarity, and so we may begin to listen to our inner wisdom. In today's show, Mae will share the 7 spiritual steps for financial abundance and ways to discover the power within that connects you as an intelligent and divine source that can help you receive all the good you want in life and all the good that is your divine right. Since 1982, Mae McCarthy has helped to start and grow 6 successful companies as large as $100 million in annual revenue. She shows us how you can learn to rely on intuition to achieve more of what you want in all areas of your life. Mae, I always like to ask my guests to think back to childhood to remember either a person or an experience or interest or value that may still be important to them now and to the work and life that they lead now. So take a minute to just go back in time.
I've got it.
Okay.
I was raised as the last of 10 children in Hawaii.
Wow.
Yeah, and my dad was a surgeon, and my mother was a nurse, but, you know, with 10 children, that was pretty much a full-time job. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting is that my father never turned people away when they needed health care. What he did, you know, as we started to ask him, you know, some people would come up to us in the street and say, oh my gosh, your father helped me and he didn't charge me anything. And so we asked my dad about that, and he said, what I've told people is that we always live in a world of a fair exchange of value, and that they were incredibly valuable. And there was something that they were going to think of that was uniquely something that they created, something that they had access to, sometime in the future that they felt was a fair exchange of value for healthcare. But he was not going to turn them away that day. But he really, really focused on this idea that every single person is valuable and every single person has something of value to offer the world. And so at the end of every year, my dad would remark to all of us children that he would tally up. I mean, we got fresh fish, we got fresh fruit, we got clothes made for us, we got all sorts of different kinds of value throughout the year that people would give us, not necessarily all money, but
yes,
other forms of value. And he said, you know, every year I would tally it up and recognize that I always received more than I ever gave. And that's always stuck with me and has been a premise for all of my businesses.
What a beautiful soul, and what a beautiful way to live life, and what he gave to his family and his patients. And you know what? He was just following the law of attraction. What you give, you receive. And if you follow the universal laws of energy, not the laws of a physical world that's very demanding and impractical at times, but that of the goodness of your heart and soul, you're going to flow through life and you're going to receive so much more. It's much easier to expend energy in a loving way than it is in a taking way. So that's very beautiful. Thank you very much for that. What made you want to write a book to talk about an unseen universal power that's helped you in your life and in business?
Well, one thing I would recognize in business is that there were many, many people that subscribed to the same philosophy of a fair exchange of value, but there were also people that felt that there had to be a win or lose conception, and that if somebody else received, you know, achieved their goals and received money and achieved their dreams, that meant there was less available for them to receive what they wanted. And what I wanted people to recognize is that this is an infinitely abundant universe, and that they are a part of this entire universe, and there is no limit, and that someone else receiving something good should actually be a celebration and demonstrate that they can have the same thing or more, and it doesn't diminish anyone else's ability to participate. So I wanted to take tried and true goal attainment strategies based on spiritual principles that I've used in business and teach people that they could also use those same principles and not only achieve more of what they desire in life, but actually make it much, much simpler because they're relying on this unseen intelligence, this intelligence that shows up as intuition, as their subconscious, as messaging and energy through other people, but that was available to them. And with goal attainment strategies, the seven steps, we could actually enable intuition and their subconscious to show up more often in more obvious ways to help them.
Great, and we're going to get to those seven steps in a few minutes. But what you just said was you were helping people eliminate fear, because fear is the opposite of love and the fullness of life. And what you create in your thoughts and in energy proceeds to come into reality. So
right.
Absolutely, you were working again with that principle of understanding energy and who we are as spiritual beings, having a physical life, and drawing on the intelligence and wisdom of the universe, call it what you will, God, the divine source, that is parcel of your plan, as it should be in any plan for wellness, for health, for love, for journeying through this physical world with success. And success, of course, means different things to different people. But success for you and I would mean living life and appreciating life to its fullest. Now, if Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, and Steve Jobs say that they've relied on intuition for success, why doesn't everybody do it?
You know, it's really interesting. I travel around the country speaking at different spiritual centers and churches, and it's amazing to me how many of us enjoy our weekly attendance to learn these spiritual principles, but then we go back out into the world. And what the world has told us, that Albert Einstein put it perfectly, he said that we all have this intuitive mind, which is a sacred gift. But we also have a rational mind, which really is meant to be a faithful servant. But in our society, we have learned over time to honor this rational mind, this servant, and we've forgotten the gift. And so what I try to do is help people remember to remember that wonderful gift, because it is a gift. When we have a question in society, what we're taught is to analyze it, measure it, evaluate it, go get expert opinions about it. In fact, the first thing we do is Google it, right?
Yes.
And we look up everything that we possibly can about that question. Then we try to figure out, okay, if I take this step, what are the possibilities that could happen? If I take this step, what could happen? And that's not the way the intuitive mind works. The intuitive mind gives us directions along a path that spirit, that this divine intelligence, this universal power creates for us. And our job is to look at that intuitive lead or that intuitive message, and it may be a thought to call someone, it may be a gut instinct to do something, it may mean, you know, to go somewhere out of your way because you feel drawn to do that, but it may not make sense. And so what most people do is when they get a message like that, If it doesn't make sense, if they can't rationalize it, then they do nothing. And what I ask people to do is stop doing nothing. Either take the step or just ask this spiritual partner that you create, you know, that you decide to be in partnership with, and you just ask for another lead and you'll get one.
Absolutely. Yes, very, very well said. And going on to this, in one of your posts, you mentioned that words have power and deliver to us what we speak into the world. Why is it important to use the right words when describing your goals?
Well, what we are trying to do is to enable our goals and the actual completion of our goals to be at the forefront of our thoughts. When we describe our goals as though they're already complete with gratitude, then what happens is our subconscious and intuition go on high alert, because our subconscious wants us to operate in authenticity and integrity. And so if we start every single day with keeping our goals, our completed goals, with gratitude at the forefront of our thoughts, our subconscious wants to show us possibilities to make that statement true. So what will happen is, if you describe what you want with gratitude as though it's complete versus what you don't want, you're going to get either one. It doesn't matter. You're still going to be shown evidence that either one of those things is true or is possible. So if you say something like, you know, I don't want to be in debt versus I'm so grateful that I am financially free.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different energy, and what will happen is our subconscious is going to show us more evidence to either be in debt, because it doesn't hear I don't want. It's just going to hear be in debt, and it's going to show us more evidence of being in debt as opposed to being financially free.
So it's like this. If you believe that you can receive the good you desire, you will. But if you have doubts and fears, they will translate into a belief that we can't have something, and then we will get that experience. So our mind is actually creating our reality. And you gave a psalm in the book that I liked very much, Psalm 37:4, and it says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." If we make a slight change to take delight and be grateful to the universal power, the CSO as you call it, or the chief spiritual officer, the chief spiritual officer will give you the desires of your heart. And it works.
Yeah.
And it truly works. Manifesting or creating comes from your inner soul connection to this spiritual energy and to following your path. If you deviate from your path and you're looking for things that might not be advantageous to your soul and spiritual growth, because I think that's what a physical life is about, coming here to gain experiences, neither judging them good or bad, but just gaining them and refining our energy, because everything's energy and we are energy. So I like that very, very much. Now, can you give us an example of when you have used your words to get what you wanted, and perhaps the story of someone else who used words and didn't get what they wanted?
Absolutely. Well, I'll use one since we've been talking a lot about health and well-being. First of all, let me point out that although my book is called The Path to Wealth, the definition of wealth for me is being whole and complete, lacking nothing in every area of your life. So in 1994, one of my goals, because you should have a major goal in every area of your life, and one of my goals for health was that I am so grateful that I am physically fit, trim, toned, energetic, and a healthy body that is pain-free and easily able to go on hikes and walks with my family and friends. And so I was finishing up a business meeting, and I had this picture, this kind of really strong thought that came into my mind of my sister. And that's one of the ways that I get intuitive messages. So I knew that meant to contact my sister, but I didn't know what goal I was, you know, this lead was going for. And that's how this partnership works. You get a lead and you take a step, but you don't really know what the outcome is. It's an intuitive mind, not a rational mind. So I just stopped by my sister's office to check in and see how she was doing. And she was really happy to see me because she had a computer problem that I could help her with. So as I was sitting there helping her with her computer problem, she noticed a tiny little dot on the outside of my right leg and asked me what it was. And, you know, since I'm from Hawaii, I just commented, you know, that it was a freckle. And she said that she didn't feel it was a freckle and asked me to contact her dermatologist. Well, while I was about ready to tell her, don't worry, you know, and dismiss her fear, my gut hurt. I got this strong pain in my gut, and I knew, because that's another way that you get intuitive messages from your spiritual
your
partner.
Your body talks to you. Yes.
Exactly.
Physical body.
Exactly. So I ended up, I knew then that I needed to heed her advice. So I made an appointment with the doctor. He said that it was nothing. It's too small. It couldn't possibly be anything to be concerned about and that I could leave. Well, my gut hurt again, and I knew that my body was trying to tell me something, so I insisted that the spot be removed. I came back a week later to a diagnosis of malignant melanoma Clarke's level 3. So this spiritual partnership ended up saving my life. And in another example of someone else, one of my friends is a scientist, and she is a brilliant scientist and does quite well financially. Well, all of her life, she'd loved singing, and her friends and family had told her she's a great singer, and she got this idea that one of the goals that she had was to be able to sing on a stage in front of an audience and get paid for it. Well, after about a month of writing out her goal attainment statements every single day and following the 7 steps, she called me up and she said, I feel really fraudulent. Maybe this goal is too big for me. I don't believe that this is possible. And I said, here's what you need to understand. As you're writing out your goals every day and you're following the 7 steps, one piece of it is to imagine seeing yourself in the completed goal. What you're doing is creating a new neural pathway of belief. And as you do this every day and repeat the same thing every day, it's becoming more familiar and you're welcoming it into your life in an easier way. Well, right after about another month of doing that, she started to feel like, well, maybe it's possible. And every day beyond then, she felt an even greater sense of maybe it could work. Maybe this could happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. It's not my job to know how it happens. It's spirit's job to know that. I just need to essentially create this new pathway of belief. Well, about 6 months after doing this practice, she got invited to a party, a very beautiful fundraising party at a lovely home. And in the corner was a trio. And she saw a woman singing. And she looked at that woman and thought, you know what, I could do that. Immediately, her beliefs had begun to change. And she got invited to all sorts of different events. And at one of them, someone had introduced himself, told her that he was an organizer for a community event, a small community event that was going to be at the community center, and they had a budget to, you know, a small budget to hire entertainers, and right then her gut just hurt, and it was almost like her stomach was screaming at her saying, tell him you're a singer, tell him you're a singer, so she did, and he invited her to audition, and she got a small part singing. And made her dream a reality. She still has her day job, but on the weekends, she, you know, every now and then has a paid gig to sing and give her gift to her audiences.
That's beautiful. And, you know, that reminds me of when I was taking my daughter to different colleges. She was a child actress, a professional child actress, and she went up to Syracuse. They had a good drama program, and she later decided she didn't want to be in the drama program at all, but at that time we were looking at that, and I remember the teacher, the professor, saying to me that I can take a kid who has a very strong desire and love to perform and make them a professional, and then I can take a kid who has all kinds of talent but is not truly working along those lines or really doesn't want to give it their all because it's really not their path and it won't amount to anything. And I never forgot it, and that's what you're talking about here. When we say yes, we will have the opportunity to develop, to learn, to explore, and it doesn't matter how it turns out. There's no right or wrong or good or bad. There's just experience and opportunity, and your friend learned it along the way and benefited as a result of it. So let's get on to the seven steps. Let's go on to the seven steps that will help listeners start to think in terms of how they can begin this process.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me let you and your listeners know that since you're kind enough to have me on your show, they can have the first three chapters of my book that outline the seven steps for free. If they just go to my website, they'll see a place where they can download it for free so they can get started right away. But one of the first thing you have to recognize is that there is a spiritual intelligence that is way, way beyond our rational imagination. And we can tap into that and partner with it to achieve the goals that we want in life. So the first thing is to recognize there's a place in your home that's not your bed that you can create a meeting area with your spiritual partner. So I choose the couch in my living room, and you need to have some tools for your meeting. This is serious. This is for your goals. You want to meet every single day with your spiritual partner. And you'll need a uplifting book to read, a pen, and a spiral notebook or journal. The first step is to read for 5 to 10 minutes something uplifting, something that inspires you. I like short stories about ordinary people having extraordinary experiences because spirit is involved in their lives. People that are describing the kind of good that I want to experience. And so you'll read just for 5 to 10 minutes to put you in a receptive mood. The second step is you'll take up to 10 minutes to write out a gratitude letter to this spiritual magnificence of the universe. Dear universe, dear divine intelligence, I happen to call my spiritual partner chief spiritual officer because I'm a CEO and I surround myself in my C-suite with people whose advice I value, and I value spirit's advice greater than any other advice, so I gave it the title Chief Spiritual Officer, but you can call it whatever you want. God, Holy Spirit, Divine Intelligence, some people call it, you know, Fred, but whatever name represents the ultimate advisor, that's the name you want to use. So you write out a gratitude letter for the things that you have that you're grateful for and the things that you want as though you've already achieved them. So instead of saying, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds, you would say, I'm so grateful that I am physically fit, trim, toned, energetic, in a healthy body that is whole and complete, filled with energy and vitality. So you'll describe it as though it's already complete. And I advise you to have at least one goal in every major area of your life. That would be your health, your relationships, your work, your finances, your spiritual relationship with the divine, and even recreation. So you'll write out that letter. The third step is you'll take up to 5 minutes to read what you just wrote out loud with emotion. And what that does is it anchors it more deeply within you and helps to build that new neural pathway of belief that, in fact, these goals are done. They are already done, and they are manifesting right now. The fourth step is to use a technique. You'll spend about 5 minutes and pick one or two of your goals. You can't do all of them, but pick one or two that are high priority and imagine seeing yourself in the completed goal. Imagine in your mind's eye what the picture looks like. Now, what might happen is what you imagine seeing may change the way you describe it the next day. It may be more vivid in your description the next day, and that's perfectly fine. But imagine seeing it. This is a technique that many professional athletes use, professional musicians. They see themselves in the completed goal before they ever, ever take a shot or play a note. And it's very powerful. And that's the first 4 steps, and that's it for the morning practice, about 25 to 30 minutes in the morning. Throughout the day, you'll do steps 5 and 6. Step 5 is expecting and watching for these leads, these messages, these signs, these intuitive hits.
Yes, so I call them coincidences, synchronicity, miracles, connections to people that show you you're on the right path. Absolutely, very important.
Right. So you want to expect and watch for them, and then either take the step that you're led to take, like seeing that picture of my sister's face in my mind's eye. Mm-hmm. The lead was to contact my sister, or the gut instinct that my friend had, where she felt this gut instinct to tell the person she was talking to that she was a singer. But you're going to feel something or be aware of something. You're going to get an intuitive lead that tells you to take a step. You can either take the step or ask for another lead. And asking for another lead is simply that. Hey, CSO, divine intelligence, universal power, I need another sign. I need another lead. What you can't do anymore is do nothing.
Absolutely,
the next, yeah. Yeah,
and
the
you
next
know
step.
What? The last step, I believe, you say when we get to preparing for bed at night, and this is most important, I did appreciate this, to say out loud gratitude statements for anything you can remember off the top of your head for the day. And there's a quote that you had in the book that from Walt Disney that says it all quite so well. All our dreams come true if we have the courage to pursue them. So consistency and being able to say yes and being able to not be afraid of what others think are part of this plan that you're setting up. And thank you for sending people to your website, which I'm going to give them in a minute, so that they can look at this more closely, because some people learn from reading and others from listening, of course. So we have talked about the power of giving forth and living with the law of attraction, or the exchange of energy through our daily life. And I think that's a very big part of your program and plan, as it is in all our lives. So I want to thank you, Mae McCarthy, for writing a clear, concise 7-step plan for supporting financial success, and indeed success in all areas of life, through understanding the nature of energy and universal source. For more information and to purchase this book, go to maemccarthy.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have seen once again that the conditions for health and comfort in our daily life depends on paying attention to what we know within, and by connecting or reconnecting once again, if we have pushed it aside temporarily, and once again join with universal energy, with love, and our soulful need to express our uniqueness and gratitude for life in every thought, action, word, and expression of our heart. It sounds easy, but is only easy if we allow our minds to look past the beliefs and fears of our conditioned childhood patterns and societal needs, and fill our thoughts with plans and ideas that are in our best interest. I believe as you begin to welcome these powerful affirmations into your being, life must surely improve. Mae wrote, "I love everyone and everyone loves me. I love myself and am loved. I bless everyone and everyone blesses me. I forgive everyone and everyone forgives me. I forgive myself and am forgiven. I am peace with poise and confidence. I am grateful for my physically fit, trim, toned, and energetic, healthy body that is eternally youthful and increasingly more beautiful, whole, and complete." We said that before, and it came in this reading. "Joy radiates in and through me to all in our world. I am ease and live a charmed life. All that is mine to do is easily and joyfully done, and I experience my highest and best good at all times. I am wisdom and make right decisions quickly as guided and directed by my CSO. May and I ask you to begin to thank the universe for everything, as though you have already received it, and you will begin to see the power of your words and thoughts to manifest and create life as it should be and as is your natural birthright. We are here to respect life, as all life and all our experiences and challenges are precious and necessary to have us become the best version of ourselves in this life and beyond. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to find answers to your own most intimate questions of self, the world, and universal energy that supports our lives. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.